Former DA leader, Mr. Musi Mayamani, is taking umbrage at the party's new leader, John Steenhuisen's views on the 2019 election campaign while describing Mr. Mayamani's leadership as, well, wishy-washy. At the same time, Steenhuisen indicated that the DA is open to coalition talks with the ruling ANC after the 2024 national elections, but, and that's a big but over there, only if Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is still party leader. Now, the DA experienced his first general election decline in its history in 2019, and Mr. Mayamani resigned soon thereafter. We welcome online Mr. Musi Mayamani on Radio Islam International this morning. Mr. Musi Mayamani, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to our fellow South Africans.
Tell us, do you feel as if Mr. Steenhuisen, with his comments in the Sunday Times on your leadership style, is trying to basically blame you for what went wrong?
Well, it would seem as though, you know, when you don't have a plan for tomorrow, the best thing to do is to blame yesterday. And I think, frankly, when I reflected on what was written, it became quite apparent that the DA, not only its plan is to be a faction of the ANC, but actually forget the fact that the project that I was leading under the DA, where we wanted to build a South Africa for all, is a project that they felt was wishy-washy. So they are pursuing now a project where ultimately it's a focus only on some South Africans, a narrow vision that is not inclusive of all people, and that is a challenge. So to me, I think that it is unfair, it is unjust, considering the fact that Mr. Steenhuisen, equally in the election campaign, served as part of our National Management Committee and also served in the federal executive that approved up to the campaign committee, that for him to suddenly stand up now publicly and say he had nothing to do with it and that I should take the entire blame for it, I think is unfair. It is disingenuous in my view, and I think it doesn't help serve the project that we're trying to build.
Musi, you launched your civic organization, the One South African Movement. Do you now feel as if you found your real home as a politician and, well, maybe as an activist as well?
Well, I think activism is part of what we've got to do as a country, and that's why, as I sit here today, I'm quite excited about the fact that we are building across the country, we're building with communities, but we're also advancing the idea of direct elections. I believe that the only way we'll survive is to reform the way we elect people. We can get independent candidates to stand. We can then be able to bring about the change that we need. So this is the South Africa we're working towards. And I'm quite excited about the prospect of bringing about that change, because another political party isn't going to be the solution to our country. But the more people we can bring on board for us to hold direct elections, we can bring the change.
You know, Musi, coming back to those comments of Mr. Steenhuisen, you really have reacted in the past to comments made by, you know, party leaders, former party leaders, or of your own, or even other party leaders for that matter. I mean, why was it different this time? What were the inaccuracies that you felt that you really needed to correct this time around?
No, well, firstly, I think that the point I'm trying to make is, where it was inaccurate is to suggest that that the election campaign was my entire doing. And where it was inaccurate was to say that pursuing a vision where we had to build with all South Africans was wrong. I felt that that was a disingenuous position. And then lastly, the very suggestion that said to all of us that if indeed we're going to build, if indeed the DA went backwards, that ultimately it was because we were pursuing the wrong ideal. I think that, to me, that's not helpful. And then, furthermore, what also made me very, very disturbed was the suggestion that now the DA has conceded defeat and simply is now pursuing to be a faction of the ANC. If you really want to support Mr. Ramaphosa, then go join the ANC branches. And partly is because when I was leaving the DA, many of the discussions that were taking place was about the position we were taking on Mr. Ramaphosa. And I can remember, even at the election of President Ramaphosa, I said, the problem is not just Mr. Zuma. The problem is the entire ANC. And the sooner we learn that lesson as South Africans, that our biggest challenge is an organization that has got bad policy, that has misgoverned us, the sooner we learn that lesson, the better it is for all of us. So it's not just individuals in the ANC, it's the entire ANC. So I felt that it is misleading the people of South Africa to say to them, perhaps maybe a vote for the DA is a vote for the ANC is what they are going for. But as we stand here today, I maintain that we have to build an alternative to remove the ANC. Because if we don't do that, we don't give people electorally competitive offers. We don't allow them to be able to say, actually, there can be life after the ANC. So we have to fight harder for that. And I'm not saying that I hate the ANC. I'm simply stating that for democracy to thrive, power must move from one party to the next with ease, without violence. Then we live in a democratic society. But a one-party state where all of us are sitting at home watching the NEC trying to decide whether who's going to be the next president as if our votes do not have power, then we've conceded defeat.
You know, finally, Mr. Mayamani, before I leave you, Mr. Steenhuisen pinned the association of the DA with Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa still being there in 2024. Now, nobody knows what's going to happen come 2024. Nobody knows what's going to happen, the next month or year for that matter. Is this correct? I mean, is this correct political acumen that you pin your hopes upon an individual being there as opposed to a change of policies?
It's a lack of imagination and a lack of ambition. If you do not believe that you can remove, it's a bit like saying if you can't beat them, then you must join them. All I'm simply saying this is that we have to work hard at building an alternative. So what One South Africa is that alternative. We're working with communities across the ground to build that alternative. Because pinning your hopes on saying, well, Ramaphosa stay there, why are you as an opposition party engaged in trying to fight factional battles within another party? The job at hand is about building the constituency of South Africans rather than focused on that. But I certainly hear that this matter is now up to Mr. Steenhuisen to clarify whether he strongly believes in those views, that he frankly believes that Mr. Ramaphosa is the sole hope for this country. And if that's his belief, then it might be in his interest to fight harder that in the ANC he remains still in the leadership of the ANC.
Mr. Musi Mayamani, thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International. Your time is always appreciated, and have a good day.
Thank you so much.